Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. Howdy, Hillsboro, everyone. Welcome back. It is Sunday. My name is Alexis Bravos. We are here on 97.9 No Point WCHL, The Hill. And I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to do the show today. I got a message via carrier pigeon from Eric Pruitt, my normal co-host, and he has gone deep underground. He's in hiding from the Masons, who are after him. And I was standing outside yonder waiting for him, and I saw someone I know across the street at a local park, Mayo Park. It's Danny Gruen. What's up, Danny?
I'm just happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I see you've got your trombone out. Are you busking? Are you asking for money? Or are you just enjoying the day?
Oh, I don't play on the street for money anymore. I play just to entertain the people.
I'm glad I ran into you because you're playing here at Yonder on Thursday, this Thursday with the Jazz Squad.
Yes, featuring Catherine Whalen's Jazz Squad.
The lovely Catherine Whalen. How did you hook up with her to begin with?
That's, you know, I hooked up with her pretty soon after I moved here in 2015. There was a string of events. I didn't want to go around to every club in the Triangle to try to find work, and the station in Carrboro seemed to be where all the bands and musicians and artist people just kind of came through, and so I just went there every day.
And waited.
This is when I used to just walk around with my trombone out all the time.
Uh-huh. That sounds a little dirty, Danny.
Well, hi, my name's Danny Gruen.
Is that a trombone? Are you happy to see me? So you're walking around with your trombone.
Yeah, and then there was an impromptu jam session, and Tim Stambaugh was part of it, and he hired me to come and play with him at the Weaver Street Market here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that booked the shows at Weaver Street hired me to play a gig, and then the saxophone player on that gig got me to start playing with a band of that Catherine Whalen was in, and then we started a band.
And you were like, "You're a musical genius," and she was like, "No, you're a musical genius." And then
I didn't.
We got together.
I wasn't even really familiar with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. I'm just like, "Oh wow, she's really good at playing music.
Yeah,
this is fun."
Yeah.
And I started telling people, like, "Yeah," they're like, "Are you having? Do you have any gigs?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm playing with this singer songwriter Catherine Whalen." And they're like, "What?"
Yeah, no, she's amazing. And it's like the highlight of my week when y'all come and play. So,
yeah, I love her. She's beautiful.
So you are a trombone player and a singer. You have a great voice.
Thank you.
How did you get started playing the trombone?
You know, I started, my first instrument was the alto saxophone. Because I wanted to be Clarence Clemens.
That's amazing. Who wouldn't want to?
Yeah, right. Blow, big man. But I got hit with a basketball in the face when I was in fifth grade, and I got Bell's palsy on the right side of my face.
Oh my God, I had Bell's palsy too. Wow. This is a conversation for another time, but it's amazing. I was also in fifth grade.
No way.
Continue.
Did you get hit in the face?
No.
Oh, okay. So then I couldn't play the saxophone.
Yeah.
Because
you couldn't wrap your mouth around it.
Right.
Exactly.
And when I got to the sixth grade, I had healed after about 8 months or so. But I hadn't progressed like the rest of the children who had kept playing music. Mm-hmm. And they needed trombone players. But in the way that I had progressed was I grew taller than everybody else in the school. I was like an early bloomer.
Wow, okay.
And they needed trombone players, and my arms could reach. So they tried me out, and it was a fit. Yeah.
So you've been playing trombone since you were 11, basically?
Yeah.
And your birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your birthday? Are you a person that celebrates or wants to just like ignore it?
I used to celebrate pretty hard, but I don't celebrate as much. I don't know. I like to realize that everyone kind of stresses out around their birthday. Nobody's getting any younger. And
a truer statement was never said.
Yeah. And we, you know, I like to feel part of the collective.
The collective of those of us who are aging?
Yeah, all of us.
Well, don't worry, Danny. You'll always be younger than me.
Oh.
Always and forever.
Well, thank you. You still got it.
Ah, oh, thanks. So, we've met before, actually, before we both lived in North Carolina. Do you want to tell that story or should I?
I'd like you to tell the story.
Okay. So I was living in North Carolina. I mean, sorry, in San Francisco. I was living in the Bay Area. I went to school there, art school. No one else do that. Don't follow my footsteps. And I was programming film events and at this bar called El Rio, which was where all like the cool kids went. And yeah. I was programming a film where we had a bunch of musicians play a live score. And Danny was one of the musicians. And I didn't realize it until about a year ago when I was looking at old flyers and I saw his name on it. And I was like, oh my God, that's Danny Gruen from the Jazz Squad. We've met before. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy because we'd been hanging out here for about a year.
I know.
But this happened in what, like 2000?
2001.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can talk about that more, but we've got to go to a break with our only remaining sponsor. When we come back, we're going to answer some advice questions. You ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right. See y'all in a minute.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Bangs above your eyes, your hair hangs. Blew my mind, your royal flyness, I dig you, bangs.
Howdy Hillsboro. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, y'all. My name is Alexis Bravos, and I am here with my esteemed guest, Danny Gruen. What's up, Danny?
I'm just happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. We're here at the Mayo Park across the street from where I work with my usual co-host, Eric Pruitt, Yonder Bar on King Street in lovely Hillsboro. And we are here on the radio at 97.9, No Point, The Hill, WCHL.
And we're breaking the law. We're smoking in the park where it's
you're smoking. No smoking. I'm not smoking. I quit smoking. And as a person who's about to turn, you should stop too.
46?
I wasn't going to say it. You said it.
I'll say it. You know, a lot of people didn't think I would even make it this far.
I didn't.
So This is all all gravy from here on out.
It's all gravy. So, have you ever considered stopping smoking? You want advice? Should I give you the first advice of the day?
I've considered it. And, you know, seeing as this is the advice section of our broadcast, I'm here for it.
Yeah. Stop. That's my advice to you.
Okay. Noted.
I mean, you know, there are various like books you can read and drugs you can take.
I'm trying not to take drugs like I used to.
Well, just I'm not saying you should like, you know, do speed, but you could like microdose mushrooms, right? That's a thing. I bet that would help you stop smoking. Let's go get a hold of some mushrooms. All right, later, y'all. Just kidding. Let's answer some advice questions. All right, ready? Dear Alexis, this is a good one. I love this one. Would Pink Flamingos be an okay movie for a first date? Someone I like is a cinema buff and wanted to see something different. And I'm worried that would be too much. For those of y'all who aren't familiar with Pink Flamingos, it is an early John Waters flick featuring Divine eating dog poop, among other things. It is a hilariously funny and it's a great movie. But First Date, I don't know. It really depends on, like, I would say trust your gut as far as who this person is and how well you know them. And, you know, as my mom would say, F them if they can't take a joke. What do you think, Danny?
Watching a John Waters film with somebody on a first date is a good, like, barometer of how far this relationship can go. Like, if they can't enjoy a John Waters film, then maybe they're just too square.
Yeah, I tend to agree, although I will say I've seen that film multiple times and I always look away during that scene. I can't handle it. But I do laugh at the rest of the film.
But you also come back and watch it again, right?
It's true. Yeah. And I want to say I've seen most of his films. Love that guy. All right. Let's see. Dear Alexis, if my friend wants to get bangs, how do I dissuade her? And there's a funny little picture of someone with bangs on the sheet. You're asking the wrong person here.
Your bangs are looking really good today, Alexis.
Thank you, Danny. I haven't washed my hair in like 4 days, so what are you going to do? I just looked at Lana. She looks horrified. wrong person to ask. I'm a proponent of bangs. I'll say that. If there was like a Washington lobbying group about like pushing for getting bangs, I would be in that. I would be the leader of that group. However, it really depends on your hair. Like if you've got curly hair, it's pretty hard to pull them off. And plus, like, once you get bangs, you'll always have them. It's impossible to grow them out.
So, is that right?
Yeah. But I feel like there's, like, a subset of people who love people with bangs. For instance, my current partner loves a bangsy woman.
Yeah.
What do you think, Danny? Bangs, no bangs?
I've dated people with bangs and people that without bangs.
bangs and everyone is also, in between.
Bangs is also the name of one of my favorite bands in the triangle. If you haven't heard Bangs yet, BANGZ.
Oh, that's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Tell us about Bangs.
They're pretty hardcore. I really like them. Check them out.
Do they all have bangs?
I think the lead singer has bangs. Yeah.
Sweet. Maybe we should have them play at the Yonder. All right. Here's one. I don't know if this is serious or not, but I'm going to read it anyway. Dear Alexis, if I wet the bed with my new boyfriend, is it okay to say I just got really sweaty? Or should I try and convince him it's quote unquote the wet spot, in parentheses, asking for a friend? Wow, this is a real conundrum. If you actually legitimately wet the bed, I'm concerned about your health as a grown person. So I would say look into that. If it's already happened, I think you just got to own up to it, you know? And I also want to know how drunk you were.
Yeah, maybe it's a drinking problem, but I think there's like a subset of society that just wet the bed.
Yeah. Like childhood trauma type thing, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. And
okay, let's say this. What if you had a new partner and they wet the bed? What would you do?
A new partner and they wet the bed?
Like relatively new, yeah. But you like them a lot.
You know, I would just say it's okay, baby. You know.
And change the sheets.
Yeah, help me get these sheets off. We could just take them to the washing machine. It's all right.
Yeah. Oh, Danny, you're so sweet. Well,
some things you can control, some things you can't control.
It's true. Do we have time for one more? Yeah? Okay. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, how do I know if a relationship is moving too fast? This is a good question. God, what was I watching? Oh, it was The Love Boat. This is actually very pertinent. I've started watching The Love Boat again. You remember the show?
Yeah.
From the 80s? It's,
yeah.
It's excellent, by the way. I mean, it's terrible, but it's hilariously
funny. Very 80s.
Yeah. And so every show, it's like a different set of scenarios, right? And I'm maybe five episodes in, and at least on three different episodes, people have confessed their love to each other. This is like a three-day cruise, right?
Right.
Like on the third day. And I'm like, really? I mean, I know they have to like speed it along for narrative sake, but that would be an indicator to me that your relationship was moving too fast. If 3 days in, someone was like, I love you. You're like, do you? I mean, have you ever like, love at first sight? Is that a thing?
I've experienced it in my life, but I definitely waited at least a week to tell somebody that I loved them because I didn't want to scare them off too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A week.
At least a week. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, God, maybe I'm just like I've waited years.
Have you started watching Fantasy Island yet?
No, but the funny thing is I wasn't allowed to watch that as a kid. I watched The Love Boat with my dad weekly, and then I had to go to bed right before Fantasy Island.
Oh.
So I still haven't ever seen it.
It's a spinoff of The Love Boat. In fact, they have like a joint episode where The Love Boat goes to Fantasy Island and everything.
Oh my God, I need to see that.
Yeah.
All right, do we need to go to break? All right, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll answer some more questions, and we'll also let you know what's going on this week in Hillsboro. See y'all later.
Oh, yeah.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
That was great. That was the highlight of the show so far. Y'all, welcome back to Howdy, Hillsboro. I'm your host, Alexis Bravos. I'm here with Danny Gruen, our esteemed guest. We're here at the historic Mayo Park across the street from Yonder Bar, which has a lot of rules. This park is very small. It's probably the smallest park I've ever been to. And you're not supposed to smoke or drink or use foul language or, you know, I mean, you can't do anything cool here. Still a wonderful park. All right, so we're here at 97.9.
I really want to drop an F-bomb right now.
Yeah? Well, you can't. We're on the radio.
Okay.
There's certain things you can't say, and that's one of them.
Wow.
Although we could just beep it out, I guess. Let's just avoid it. Okay, so we're here at the park. We're going to answer some more advice questions. We're on 97.9, No Point, The Hill, WCHL. Welcome back. And the first thing I want to do is tell you what you can see if you come to Yonder Bar this week. Tuesday, we've got our open mic, which is awesome. Have you ever been to open mic, Danny?
I have not. I've not yet been to open mic.
Yeah. Are you a person that enjoys an open mic?
I do enjoy an open mic. Yeah. I like people getting up and expressing themselves. And I usually work on Tuesdays. Yeah. So.
You work at a competing bar that I won't name. Just kidding. It's not competing. You work at the Cave, right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, go visit Danny at the Cave, but not at the expense of coming to Yonder. On Wednesday, we've got Chill Vibes with our favorite bartender, Jackie.
Jackie?
She's the coolest. Come hang out with her. And on Thursday, we've got
Catherine Whalen's Jazz Squad.
That's right. Y'all come down and hear some jazz. On Friday night is the Mystery Hillbillies. And on Saturday, we're going to party with Daniel Anderson and the Heroic Dose.
Nice.
And then if you still want to come out after that, you want to get your yoga on, come out on Sunday at 1:30 for yoga at Yonder.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a full week of fun.
Yeah.
And if
party
you
party all week and then on Sunday,
exactly,
you know, ground yourself with some yoga,
take it down, drink a mimosa.
Yeah.
If you've got your own advice questions, you can come down to Yonder Bar and pop them into the pickle jar on the bar. Just shove them right in there, jam them in. And if you don't want to do that, you can do it virtually through the portal at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. Just slide them right in there to our DMs. Ready to answer some more advice questions?
I believe I am.
All right. Yep. Let's do it. Let's see here. I'm going to answer some questions from the supposed portal that I've been telling y'all about. And we've got some new ones this week. Let's see here. What's a good one? Dear Alexis, I work from home, and at times it is difficult to stay focused. I've tried going to a coffee shop, but I usually just find myself people watching. I'm not interested in renting a co-working space. Any advice for how to best work from home? This is a great question. I've often wondered this myself. I've had jobs where I had to get motivated to do things from home. And it's hard if you don't have a dedicated space with which to work, where you can close a door and not see your dirty dishes, or you've got a vacuum, or, you know, your dog's staring at you like, take me for a walk, or, you know, your fridge is right there and you're like, I'll just make a snack.
Right.
So, I would say if you do have a room that you can set up for work, I would do that.
Make just a little office in your domicile.
Exactly. Make an office space or a corner of a room that's for your office, and then have like dedicated times that you're working. You know, otherwise you could just work and then take breaks all day. So, you know, from a certain time to a certain time you're working and you're not doing anything else.
Yeah.
Danny.
Also the library is a great resource.
Like for working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a carpenter or a plumber, but maybe they need some work done there too.
then you're not working from home.
Yeah.
All right. That's my advice. Okay. Let's do another one. One quickie.
I can do that.
All right. Alexis, what are your opinions on perfume? I have one I really like, but haven't noticed a lot of other people wearing as much as they used to. Is it worth wearing some every day or just for special occasions? Do people still like it, or was that more of an 80s and 90s thing? Interesting. I wouldn't say perfume is necessarily relegated to the 80s and 90s. Although I will say I don't smell as much perfume anymore, which I'm grateful for personally. I don't really want to smell anything on someone unless like, I don't know, unless it's just their regular smell, you know, and even then I want, you know, just bathe. That's my advice. Just take a bath. Personally, perfume makes me feel dizzy, especially if it's floral. And as a bartender, I'm in a confined space. You're required to be there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I can't like escape if someone has like really heavy perfume on. So I've definitely had times where I've been like, no. Yeah. Do you wear perfume, Danny?
No, I don't. But I used to, I used to wear Old Spice when I was a teenager.
All right. Don't do that again. Y'all, we have got to get going this week. Danny, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure and it's a joy.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you on Thursday when you play here with the Jazz Squad. Y'all, thanks for joining us this Sunday. We will be back next Sunday, and hopefully I can get Eric out from his underground bunker to come and host the show with me. Thanks, y'all. See you next week.